Good morning, Your Honors. This case, we believe, focuses on whether there's a nexus between the harm that the respondent was subject to and her political opinion or the imputed political opinion of the government officials who detained and beat her. The government, in its answering brief, noted on page 2 that Sun's protest involved only economic interests. Yet the record reflects that she was only charged, well, the term is charged, she was only detained based upon two items: disturbing the social order and publicly offending the government. There was no mention in the detention notice of whether a permit was even sought by Sun. But further, offending the government really is we believe, a purely political act with virtually no comparable concept in American jurisprudence. Nonetheless, the authorities that incarcerated Mrs. Sun claimed what we believe is a clear political decision regarding her activities that were intended to seek redress from the government, in this case for the wholesale termination of many employees without benefits by a state-owned entity. The concept of publicly offending the government is so wide and so broad as we believe to be virtually a mask for government persecution against contrary imputed political opinion, and is pretextual at best. While she was indeed released from custody, it was only after 10 days of mistreatment, which including, according to her credible testimony, being beaten, kicked, punched and shocked with an electric baton, and given almost no food. She was even later diagnosed with a cerebral concussion due to her treatment by the government.
How do we draw the line between political activity and economic activity in a place like China, where most of the businesses are state-run, and therefore the employer is the government?
That's correct. That's correct, Your Honor. And that's why virtually any labor activity can also be considered, in our view, as political activity. We believe that she was imputed as having anti-government political opinion. And that is a protected ground. Her interrogation, if you refer to your decision in Hu versus Holder, the court said that they advocate that this court's position that pro-labor actions are political in nature and should afford protection. The Hu court also explained that labor agitation advancing economic interests can nevertheless express a political opinion. And we say that this is especially true because she led a petition against the government because of their assumed rights to severance benefits, which were infringed.
Mr. Ely, let me ask you this question. What did the police officials say to Ms. Sun when they were arresting her? My understanding is that the record reflects that there were no questions with respect to the permit and that they said that they were arresting her because she was launching an attack against government agencies. Is that, am I correct about that?
Well, I don't know. I don't honestly recall whether it talked about an attack against agencies, but indeed they did not, according to the record, indicate to her by her testimony that she had been arrested for not seeking a permit. In fact, the detention notice, which is in the record, only shows that she was arrested, the detention notice, and I would distinguish that between an arrest warrant But the detention notice said that it was for publicly offending the government, which by any stretch, in our opinion, as I said before, is so broad as to be pretextual at best. Even the State Department report that is in the record as well indicates that that this is a common use of Chinese attempts to suppress assemblies of any kind.
Doesn't the record at page 230 and 231 say that she was targeted for organizing a riot to attack government agencies?
Yes, Your Honor. She replied in testimony in the record that it was three persons, she and two others, who had talked to a number of people. She was their intent was to present a petition regarding the unfairness and the infringement of their rights for severance. And this was with regard to the numbers of people that apparently attended. She didn't mention a specific number, but that the numbers of people that appeared was a surprise to her. She thought it was just going to be several people. Yes, they had contacted other friends and so forth, but she was not aware that there was a group of that size and that size is yet to be determined. It doesn't seem clear in the record of what the group number was, but she was surprised by the numbers of any of them. In either case, the government didn't raise the issue of lack of permit. That issue was raised by the government attorney in the trial, but it was never mentioned as and the response by Ms. Sun was that no one asked her about that.
Mr. Ely, you have about a little over 2 minutes. I don't know if you want to continue or if you want to save time for rebuttal.
I don't think I'm going to ask for time for rebuttal. I just wanted to add that that the beatings, the malnourishment, the electric shock clearly prove or show in our view that that this was persecution, especially in the event that she was not she was detained for 10 days for publicly offending the government. No charges, no due process, no trial of any kind, and she was summarily released based only after her parents paid 8,000 renminbi to the officials. And it's not clear who those officials were or whether that was an official amount of money to be paid for her release. In our view, it was tantamount to a bribe.
Is it also the case that one of her co-leaders of that event was sentenced to 5 years in prison?
That is correct. And by her credible testimony, she was warned not to come back to China by her brother. I believe I'm correct on that, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Anyone else on the panel have any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Ely.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Gordon.
Yes, thank you. May it please the court, I'm Virginia Gordon for the respondent. And Your Honors, as the court stated in Hugh, there is no easy test to determine whether a worker's action is political as opposed to in addition to economic. And so that makes the term determination a tough call, which here the agency made in looking at the evidence and comparing it to Hugh and looking at three particular reasons to find that Ms. Sun hadn't demonstrated that she was engaged that the police deemed her activity a political protest rather than an economic protest. And first, unlike in Hugh, Ms. Sun never made any claim or presented any evidence showing that the factory leaders engaged in corruption that the government did not address. Second, also in contrast to Hugh, Ms. Sun and her colleagues did not challenge the denial of a promised benefit that was lost because of corruption, but rather they challenged what they believed were insufficient severance benefits from the outset. And third, again, as opposed to Hugh, Ms. Sun was criminally charged, and that is evidence in her detention notice, which is dated February 29, 2008. And she was not prosecuted, not because her family paid a release, but because the police determined that they had insufficient evidence to do so. And that's shown in the release notice that's in the record and is dated March 9, 2008. And because of these three factors, which the board compared to the factors that the court felt were important in Hugh, the board felt that it was an economic protest rather than targeted for a political reason.
Ms. Gordon, you would agree that a pro-labor political opinion would be a protected reason and could be at least one central reason. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor. We would say that a political opinion, whether imputed or actual, could be at least one central reason for the harm. Mm-hmm. It's just in this case, the board looked at the evidence and saw that those three factors outweighed the one charge in the detention notice that included the offending the government. The board focused on the disrupting the social order, but it is accurate that the detention notice does say offending the government as well.
Go ahead.
No, I apologize, please.
One of the things we need to look at is what the police actually said to her. And did I accurately in my questions to Mr. Ely state what the record reflects was said to her at the time? Her testimony was found credible.
Yes, Your Honor. Her testimony was credible, and there is a detention notice, and it does say on the detention notice, publicly offending the government. In addition, it says publicly disrupting the social order and publicly offending the government. And under her testimony that was found credible, she did say that one of the officers accused her of organizing a riot to launch an attack against a governmental agency. So those statements were made, but the board looked at the other factors as well, that where in Hugh we had also corruption evidence that Mr. Hugh had spoken out about that corruption multiple times by writing letters to government officials and stating explicitly that he just wanted to maintain workers' rights. But here we have Ms. Sun, who didn't expect so many people to come. Her testimony was that she went to the government complex so that she could talk about these benefits that she felt were unfair, but then they wouldn't speak to her, and she didn't expect 800 people to appear.
But don't we care about what the way the government understood her actions as opposed to what her intent going in is?
Yes, Your Honor. For an imputed political opinion, we would be concerned about what was it the police felt. What did they believe at the moment that they arrested her? And in this case, we see two things on the detention notice. We do see the disrupting the social order and publicly offending the government. And semantically, I don't know that we could say that's completely different from saying in Hugh where he said being against the Communist Party. But the board also looked at sort of all the other factors, and although it was after the detention, the police did criminally charge, which in Hugh there was no criminal charge. There were just these accusations, which served as circumstantial evidence, where here we have the direct evidence of a criminal charge that eventually was dropped because the police found that they had insufficient evidence to actually make that claim. So even if at the first instance the detention was there, they thought they would be able to charge with offending the public order, offending the government, they eventually learned that they did not have the evidence to do that, and that's why she wasn't criminally prosecuted.
Ms. Gordon, is it at all relevant that when she was in detention, she was punched, kicked, shot, kept in jail for 10 days, and then put under surveillance afterwards, and that a co-leader of this was sentenced to 5 years in prison? Is that anything that we should pay attention to?
Your Honor, you would pay attention to the harm that she suffered. That would be, if the court feels that the police did detain her because they thought she had an imputed political opinion, that would be disagreeing with the nexus finding, which appropriately could be remanded if you wanted the board to address that more. But what the board didn't discuss was that harm would be related to the past persecution. That also independently has to be established for a claim for asylum or withholding. And the IJ determined that it did not rise to the level of past persecution. However, the board did not address the IJ's findings because it relied on the nexus determination to deny the application. So if the court were concerned about that level of harm, if it felt that there was a nexus, then remand would be appropriate to have the board actually address the claim on that appeal if that past persecution rises to the level of persecution to establish a claim. And that is what the court did in Hugh as well, because Hugh had similar mistreatment, but the court didn't address that because the board had not. So it remanded to the board for the board to determine that in the first instance. And then the fact that a friend or a colleague was sentenced, we don't see that as relevant in this case because we don't actually know why she was sentenced or on what basis. So Ms. Sun did not provide any evidence to say that her friend was, what the reason was for her friend's later arrest and sentence. So we don't actually know if it was because of this protest or if it had to do with something completely different. And as the IJ pointed out, we don't know if it was just perhaps she violated terms of her detention release notice. We don't know. So on this record, we can't make any, it would be speculative to make any findings based on what happened to the friend. And that actually is similar to Ms. Sun's cat protection claim, where she seems to rely on the friend's arrest to say that she would also be and would have a claim for cat protection. But we believe that that the board is reasonable in its cat denial because there wasn't evidence beyond a friend's arrest or conclusory statements that she would be arrested. And on petition, she hasn't meaningfully challenged the board's decision there. So we also think that the cat determination should be upheld.
Your Honor, do I have any extra time?
It's not your turn, Mr. Ely.
I'm sorry.
And I apologize. I was just going to ask if there were any further questions, or if not, then just in summary, the government feels that the board did reasonably make its decision based on these additional factors, along with the evidence of the detention notice and the reason, but that we also do not have the corruption charges and the failure to pay promised benefits, and we have a release notice showing that the police did not have enough evidence to actually charge Ms. Sun or convict Ms. Sun of disrupting the social order and publicly offending the government. And we also believe that there's no meaningful challenge to the cat determination, and ask that the court deny the petition for review. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Mr. Ely, you said that you don't need a rebuttal, but however, we will give you a 1 minute to respond.
Yes, Your Honor, just to indicate that her treatment, her physical treatment, it seems that the IJ and the BIA completely ignored the issue of the seriousness of her injuries and the time and conditions under which she was kept for 10 days with apparently no charges ultimately being levied. The other is with respect to the Hu case. The Hu case indicates that there is a supposition that, in fact, economic requests can be considered a political opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Ely.
Thank you, Your Honor.
The case has been submitted.